For our call to worship, I will read from Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 15, and Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 19. We often hear in evangelical circles today that we are, quote, living in the last days. Well, perhaps, but the last days began over 2,000 years ago, as is clearly stated by Peter in this passage in Acts, Acts 15. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what is spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will grant wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon into blood. And before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come, and it shall be that every man who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if the last days started 2,000 years ago, when will history be over? Acts 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore, and return, that your sins may be wiped away, in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And he may send Jesus, the Christ, appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things, which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time. So Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father and will return at the time of the restoration of all things. And what is Jesus from his throne saying to the church today? Revelation 21:5 says, and he sat upon the throne and said, behold, I am making all things new. This is not in the future, but this is now. He is sitting on the throne and making all things new now. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord. And we, the church, the salt and light to our culture, are reigning with him and come today to worship him and celebrate the victory meal of the Lord's Supper.